know, if you've got a hen that's on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something, what would you call that? You'd say that's a
hen on a nest. Tell me, it has some eggs.
Have you ever heard it called a setting hen?
Yeah, that's what it calls that hen. It's in kind of hen, though, she fight for her babies, too.
Say what?
She's in kind of hen, she fight for her babies.
Mm-hmm. Say, you know, have you ever seen these things that farmers ship the hens to market in? Just a little old...
A box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a bone box with wire around it.
Have you ever heard... What?
Cool.
You know, when you fry chicken, there's usually one piece that the children like to get a hold of so they pull it apart.
That's the breast.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard it called anything else? You know, one bone's a little bit longer than the other one.
That's wishbone. Bone, what do you call a wishbone?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that. I would like a drumstick.
Mm-hmm.
Or a thigh. Mostly a drumstick. Of course, that has more meat on it than a rumpstick does.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the pulley bone, why did kids like to pull that apart, do you suppose?
Make a wish. He just want to get the shorter bone force, get the wrist through.
Oh, I see.
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. Sure did.
What do you do for then?
Same thing.
You know, a turkey has that too, but their bone bigger than a chicken bone.
Say, let me ask you about this expression. You know, if you were out on a farm and it was getting kind of late in the day and maybe your cattle were getting hungry, the farmer might say to himself something like, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's getting right on to...
Get on feeding time.
What time was that usually? Do you remember?
About 5:30. Mm-hmm. If I get the cows in the barn and start milking by 5. But it's time cows get hungry, you know. So we don't feed them twice a day, it's morning and night.
Have you ever heard a farmer call to his cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
No, I haven't.
Haven't heard that. Have you ever heard anybody call to them, say something like, soot cow?
Yeah,
like
sometimes. Or stand still busy?
Yeah.
See my little frog back here, I'm playing with it.
That what?
My little frog.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's a rocker. That grocery firm gave me that.
Is that right?
She didn't want it, so she gave me. Give me that. He gave my grandson that horse.
Mm-hmm.
The horse had these flowers. She got tired of looking at them, so she's given to us.
Mm-hmm. Talking about, now that you mentioned frogs, have you ever heard any names for these frogs that stay around water a lot and make these big frogs with the big legs and make this loud croaking noise?
Toe frogs? Wood frogs? Wood frogs or toe frogs? See, I'll tell you what I heard a guy say on TV, on radio one time.
What is that?
He said he's in a frog. Said by his pond, you know? Right there, wait and see what that frog gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
It's dove fly over there. It's gonna give him drink water. It's dove.
Mm-hmm.
It's dove gonna give him drink water. It's frog jump out right quick. Grab that dove and drown that dove.
Hmm.
It came off somewhere to eat it. First man left no frog kill a dove and eat him.
I didn't know about that either.
It's the first I heard of that. So just do that watch and see what he's gonna do that dove. They eat that dove.
Hmm. I didn't know they did that.
I didn't either.